Burnout blues. Identify, manage, prevent. Do you find yourself feeling hopeless when it comes to your job? Are you always underperforming, tired, and sick? Do you dread those to-dos on your endless lists? You may be suffering from a condition known as burnout. If this is the case, you must work to identify and deal with it before it has a serious impact on your life. Identifying burnout. Several symptoms may indicate you are suffering from burnout. The first and foremost is exhaustion. And this doesn't mean the type of tiredness you have from one night of lost sleep, but rather the type that doesn't go away no matter how much you sleep. And when you wake up, you may be more tired than you were before. Besides just exhaustion, you may have other physical symptoms, such as headaches that won't go away, or digestive issues that seem to persist no matter what you eat. You may also find you are getting colds and flu viruses more often than you used to. Physical symptoms aren't the only symptoms of burnout. According to Healthline, some overlooked mental symptoms of burnout can be the most serious. These include feelings of isolation, irritability, anger, depression. You may also find that you have escape fantasies of running away or going on vacation. This symptom can often escalate to drug or alcohol abuse if serious enough. 20 ways to deal with burnout. So if you've read the above symptoms and you think this sounds a bit like you, it's likely you are dealing with burnout. But not to worry. Below are several ways to help you deal with this condition. 1. Recognize you are dealing with burnout and isolate the source. The first step to dealing with burnout is to recognize just what you are dealing with. Once you conclude that you have a case of burnout, you can now start to face it. Before you do anything else, you need to find out exactly what is causing the burnout in your life and hone in on it. This way, you can make the proper changes to remedy the exact source of the problem. 2. Take a step back. Now that you have isolated what is causing your burnout, it's time to take a step back from it, whatever it may be. If it's work, take some time off. If it's something going on at home, find a way to spend a couple of days somewhere else. This will help you clear your head and rationally deal with burnout. 3. Talk to someone you trust. During this time you are taking a break, consider talking to someone you trust about your feelings. They may be able to help you come up with solutions, or they may have advice on how to deal with your specific situation. 4. Set boundaries. Next, it's time to set boundaries. If your burnout is caused by work, this is the time to resolve to stop taking your work home. Set the hours you will be available, then stick to them. If this is a home life burnout, it's time to schedule some consistent time for yourself. 5. Take time for a hobby. Find something you enjoy doing and set aside an hour or two for that activity each week. It could be something as simple as going for a walk, or maybe you take an art class you always wanted to take. Whatever it is, make time for it, and during that time, don't even think about the things which are causing your burnout. 6. Work on self-care. Besides just finding a hobby, it's time to schedule time for yourself. Whether this is just making sure you sleep enough each night, or taking time each morning for a workout, you need to take care of yourself first. Whatever self-care may look like for you, schedule time for it each day and don't let anything impede on this time. 7. Meditate. According to Healthline, meditation has several health benefits, one of which is reducing stress. So even if it's difficult, try to meditate every day for 5 to 15 minutes. You'll probably feel a lot better. You can add this to your self-care time if you so choose. 8. List your priorities and make cuts. If you're truly facing a burnout situation, the minute you go back to all your responsibilities, you'll likely fall right back into your dismal feelings. This is why you need to list all your responsibilities in your life and then put them in order of priority. It's time to cut the items near the bottom of the list. You probably won't even miss them anyways. 9. Learn to delegate tasks. It doesn't matter whether your burnout is caused by work or your home life. It's time to delegate some tasks. Hire an assistant, even if it's just for a few hours a week. If you need a break at home, consider getting a weekly babysitter or maid to lighten your workload. 10. Just say no to new projects. As hard as it is, it's time to say no to any new projects. If you are in a burnout situation, you are already too overloaded as it is. 11. Talk to your supervisor about making changes. If your burnout is work-related, then it's time to approach your boss. Burnout situations cost companies millions of dollars in mistakes and inefficiency. So it's likely your manager will want to help you in any way possible. 12. Get organized. Sometimes additional stress can come when you're looking for something and can't find it because your life is messy. Now's the time, while you are taking a break, to get things in your life more organized, so they aren't a cause of further stress. 13. Take regular breaks. If you do go back to work after your break, remember those new boundaries you created and make sure you schedule regular breaks for yourself. This could be an extra 15-minute break every afternoon, or maybe allowing yourself one mental health day a month. Choose something so that you don't feel as if you are endlessly working with no end in sight. 14. Put your health first. Burnout can sometimes have effects on your health. If you are experiencing physical symptoms, it's time to get those checked out. Even if you have to take time off work for your health, do so. Your health is one thing that will be with you for the rest of your life. 15. Take time away from technology. Many people don't realize what a stress it is to always be checking their phone or email. It's time to put a stop to this habitual and compulsive habit. Schedule time each day to check and respond to emails. Alternatively, schedule a time each day when you put your phone away and relax or do something you enjoy. 16. Let minor mistakes slide. A major aspect of burnout is feeling angry at the smallest things, whether these are mistakes you are making or maybe someone else around you is making. Whatever it may be, it's time to let the small stuff slide. When you find yourself feeling angry, ask yourself if what you are angry about is worth these horrible feelings and your health. You'll probably find the answer is no. 17. Talk to a therapist or support group. If you are struggling with burnout's emotional effects, you may benefit from talking to a therapist or a support group. Either of these will help you discover a healthier way to approach situations so they won't take such an emotional toll on you. 18. Discover what motivates you. Think about what motivates you in life. Is it praise? Is it discovering new ways of doing things? Once you discover this, find a way to incorporate it into your job so you can feel motivated regularly. 19. Find a work-life balance. To deal with burnout, you must develop a good work-life balance. This means that you work, but it doesn't overtake your life, and you still have the time to do the things you love. 20. Make a big change. If you've done everything on this list and are still dealing with burnout's negative effects, it's time to make a drastic change. If work is the cause of your burnout, it's time to find a new job. It may be scary at first, but for sure you'll be happier in the long run. Preventing burnout. Making sure it won't happen again. Now that you've successfully recovered from burnout, you're probably wondering how you can make sure it never happens again. One of the best ways to prevent burnout is to make sure that whatever you do, you are pursuing your passion in life. If your passion isn't your job, then ensure you have time outside your job to pursue your passion, even if you have to make some changes to your work life for this to happen. This will help keep you feeling motivated, effective, and in control of your life, which will effectively keep you from experiencing burnout. It is also critical to focus on self-care. This means stress management, relaxation, and using mind-body exercises such as yoga, tai chi, and meditation to calm and clear your mind regularly